The state of Canada's fisheries continues to worsen, and swift action must be taken by federal officials in order to grow and sustain the country's blue economy. That's the conclusion of Oceana's 2020 fishery audit released yesterday. VOCM's Linda Swain speaks with science director with Oceana Canada, Dr. Robert Rangley, and executive director John Logren.
This is our fourth annual audit, and so we've seen the trends, and it's quite disconcerting. As you said at the top there, about only a quarter of our fish populations, fish stocks are known to be healthy. We've seen increasing critical status over the years, and this has come as quite of a shock to us. And given that when we started in as Oceana Canada in 2015, there were in our report subsequent to that, there was a tremendous amount of government commitments. And what we've seen over the years is this growing gap between commitment and action, despite hundreds of millions of dollars of investment in our fisheries management and fisheries science by the federal government. There's a few things we can do. There are, I think, some good signs, opportunities, but we really need the federal government to close this gap.
Josh, how does the findings of this audit compare to previous years?
Well, kind of the same, but more so, I would say. We're still seeing a slow decline in the overall health of our fisheries that's been going on for decades. And obviously can't continue. And even more worrisome, we're starting to see it in some of our invertebrate stocks and in some of our forage fisheries, which is getting down near the base of the food chain, which supports everything else. So it's a warning sign, and as Bob said, we've got new tools now that we didn't have 4 or 5 years ago. So there is still time to turn it around.
What's particularly troubling, Josh?
Well, I think it's the forage fish. We know that capelin and mackerel are really important in their own right, important fisheries, but also important for supporting other fisheries and other marine wildlife. So when you start to see those stocks suffering and declining, that should be a real warning sign to all of us.
Robert, what's leading to these declines? What sort of factors are in play?
Well, there's a number of things. Just sticking on the forage fish for a minute, that's clearly an overfishing problem. About 50% of our forage fish landings are coming from critical zone stocks. So we're fishing stocks that we should really be dialing back on the level of total mortality from all sources of fishing activity. And these stocks, these forage fish are, we have to leave some in the water for things that depend on them. In Newfoundland and Labrador, as is well known, the capelin stock is one of our important forage fish is not doing well. And the cod stocks are not, they're not finding as many, capelin in the stomachs of cod, and the cod stock's not doing well. That's just one example of how important these forage fish are to other species that depend on them, whether they're seabirds, marine mammals, and, of course, other fish stocks that we depend on. We've shown that, cod, they could recover in, say, 11 years or so, and five times the value currently. Forage fish are worth twice as much in the water than they are worth in the net. So those kinds of economic value combined with good rebuilding plans and the laws to back those up. So we got a new fisheries act last year, but it didn't apply to any stocks. So we're expecting the regulations to come through sometime soon, but we need to know what those regulations apply to which stocks and what the targets and timelines are for those stocks in terms of setting forward required rebuilding plans.